Yeah. Hey, what's up? Hey, wasn't that sick? Yeah. Hey, guys, welcome to Spectrum. Tonight is a very, very special night. And as you guys just saw visually what we're about, man, about life and life to the full. And we're going to share tonight. I'm going to share tonight with you guys just our vision going into this next year. And as you guys know, we're moving Spectrum to Thursday night starting 6 days from now. Yeah. It's going to be absolutely amazing, and we want to just spend tonight casting that vision, sharing with you guys what God's up to, and we want to invite you to be a part of it. Cool? Sweet. Hey, so we're about life in color, man, and that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. God's heart, God's vision for this ministry, God's vision for your life. And so there's this verse. It's one of my favorite verses. We're going to have it up on the screen. It's John 10:10. And Jesus here is talking. He says that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He says, but I have come to give life and life to the full. Jesus comes to give real, unending life. To give real, eternal life. And not just a life, but life itself. So you guys got a pair of these bad boys, right? Yeah, what are these? 3D glasses. Can you guys all throw these bad boys on for me? What do you see? You see some color, right? Whoa! Okay, what do you see now? Look at the screen. Surprise. Boom. Whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. And what do you see now? What? Uh-oh, don't look down. And what do you see now? Meow. And last but not least, what do you see now? Ooh. Life in color, my friends. See, the power of a lens is very, very important. You guys have some sweet lenses right here. I encourage you guys to take these out, you know, when school starts and just rock these at lunch. Be like, yo, what's up, girl? Yeah. Right, dude? You'll get some shotties for real. Okay. Dude, these are sick, man. Heck yeah. So the power of a lens is important because with what you guys just saw, with putting on these 3D glasses, you're able to take those images of just weird kind of color, and you're able to look at this image that really pops, that really comes to life. See, guys, what we see is based off of our perspective, and we got to ask ourselves the question, how do we see? Do we see Spectrum through this lens of life and color and amazement, and this is sick because God's doing something sweet? Or do we see Spectrum and God's heart for the youth through this lens of, it's not going to work. It's, you know, I can't go, this and that. See, it's important that we look through the right lens tonight, and that's what I invite you guys to be a part of. We're going to be taking our 3D glasses, and we're going to be looking at God's heart, God's vision for Spectrum, starting just a few days from now. And really, it's been happening since we've been doing this. So tonight, as I said, we're going to be looking at the vision of the youth, through the lens of Spectrum. See, to see life in color. God's 3D vision of life of Spectrum. So I want to invite you guys to really pay attention tonight, to really lean in, because this is an opportunity for you guys to get in on what God's doing. All of us leaders, raise your hand. This is us, look around. We're in on this, man. We're all in. We're doing it. And we want to invite you guys to be a part of the team, to be a part of the family. See, guys, I want to let you know that this, look around, look, everything. Whoa, lights, drums, my friend. This is yours. This isn't just mine or Chantel's or, you know, it's not really any of ours. But the Lord has given us this platform, given us this youth group, given us our friends, given us the resources. And we want to let you know that it's not just us as a leadership team that are really running with this. We want to invite you guys and want to let you know that you don't have to be a spectator. You can be a participant, and I'm inviting you personally to be a part of the team. Tonight, we're going to be looking at God's heart through his lenses, through these 3D vision-packed, life-filled lenses. God's going to reveal something to you all tonight, and I just want to encourage you, as we wrap up the year and we begin a new era here at Spectrum, my prayer for you guys, for us, is that we get excited for what God is going to do in and through us. Cool? All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for tonight. We pray that you just would speak, God. I pray that as we throw on these bad boy 3D glasses, Lord, that you'd show us that your vision is full of life, Lord, and it's not just life, it's life to the full. God, I pray that you would empower us, that you'd give us boldness to step out and to really live out this life that you have for us. We pray that you'd bless Spectrum going forward, Lord, and that it would be just the biggest thing since sliced bread, Lord. We love you so much, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. And everyone who agreed said, amen. So John 10:10, this is my absolute favorite verse because God really lets us in on what he's about right here. He says that he came to give life and life to the full. Life to full capacity, life lacking nothing. And notice that Jesus doesn't say, hey, what's up, dude? I came to give you a life to the full. No, he says, I came to give you life. Doesn't mean that Jesus is giving us, you know, not only a life to live, but he's giving us life itself. Jesus is life, if you didn't know. He's the author, the creator of life. He created everything just by speaking, just by breathing. Jesus is life. And when he says that he will give us this gift of life and life to the full, it's amazing. Because if we look at what life is, it's not just, oh, I got to wake up and I got to go to school. How many of you start school in like 5 days? Are you sad? Guess what? I don't start school ever because I graduated. Yeah? Ooh. Dude, I've been out of school for how long? I've been out of high school for 7 years. And I graduated college 4 years ago. I'm old. Wow. But all that to say, you guys are going back to school soon. And maybe you have a routine and you're like, dude, this life right now is pretty lame and it's boring. But Jesus doesn't give us just a boring life. I want you to know that. Jesus isn't boring. And so here when he says, I came to give life and life to the full, he's talking about this adventurous and amazing and beautiful and fun and breathtaking life. He's giving us him. He's giving us himself. Jesus is life. So as we live life in color here at Spectrum, as you live life in color in your personal lives, as we experience life itself here at Spectrum, we're going to know what we're all about. And I want to let you guys in on what we're all about here. So the first thing you'll notice, we have a new name, and it's Spectrum, just without the vowels. And so I want to just let you guys in on what we're about and really what this vision is at Spectrum. And like I said, not so you guys just know, but to give you the tools, to give you the opportunity to really own your faith, to really own what we do, and to really make this your own. Because, guys, God's doing something huge, but we need you guys to be in on it. Cool? So I want to invite you to be a part of the team. The first thing, S, is salvation. This is the greatest gift that God has given, and it is the greatest thing that we want to share. Doing good things can't get you into heaven. Surprise. Hope you knew that. Only the shed blood of Jesus can. That's the gospel, my friend. That's the good news. That Jesus offers this thing called salvation, eternal life, forgiveness, redemption. And that's what we want to let the world know about. That's what we want to make our forefront here. To go out into the world, to go out into our city, into our schools, into our homes. And to share the good news of Jesus. So salvation is what we're all about. Romans 3:23 through 24 says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but, this is my favorite part, all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ. Isn't that sweet? This is the gospel, and this is what we're all about. So if you want your friends to meet Jesus, bring them to Spectrum. I guarantee you, my friend, that they will have an opportunity to meet Jesus, and they're going to be bombarded with goodness and kindness and love, and we're going to high-five them till their hands fall off, right? And we're going to tell them that we love them, and we're going to welcome them in, and we're going to preach Jesus and him crucified and nothing else. And we're going to give your friends an opportunity to meet Jesus like never before. And we're going to also give you, as Christians, as believers, an opportunity to meet Jesus here. Salvation is everything, and we want you to come to heaven with us. We want your friends to come to heaven with us. We invite you to be about that with us. Cool? Cool? Sweet. All right, second thing is peace. Matthew 5:9 says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Here at Spectrum, man, we're not about gossip. We're not about bullying. We're not about rumors or cliques or anything like that, man. That stuff doesn't belong here. And maybe it's been an issue in the past, and that's cool and this and that, but hey, we're entering something new. God's doing something new. And so we want you to know that here at Spectrum, we are dedicated to being peacemakers, that we want to be a place of peace. And we invite you guys to be peacemakers with us. You know, it's crazy that we live in this world that's just all crazy, and there's, you know, political tension and, you know, all this stuff. And if you say something, you know, wrong, or you want to state your opinion, people will call you a bigot or an idiot, or they'll say you're selfish or this and that. So as a Christian, if I'm being honest, it's kind of easy sometimes just to, I'm not going to say anything then, right? Can you guys agree with me? It's tough, man. Right? You guys are in school and people are making fun of you because maybe you carry your Bible around, or maybe you got a cross necklace and they're like, you're stupid. And you're like, I don't know. I'm praying for you, right? And they get all upset. But it's tough, man. Trust me, I've been there. But I want you guys to know that here at Spectrum, this is a place of peace. And you guys can come here, right? And what we just said, man, this is a place where all can come. This is a place alive in the sun, man. We're alive in Jesus. And that means that we have joy and peace and forgiveness. It doesn't mean that life's easy, because it's not. Changing diapers every day ain't easy, you know what I'm saying? Right? No one can relate except for like Taylor and Savannah. Because you guys shouldn't have babies yet. Cool? All right, stay away. So this place, though, at Spectrum, is a place of peace, man. And no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're struggling with, we are dedicated, and we want you guys to be dedicated to being peacemakers with us. So what does that mean? If somebody comes into Spectrum, and maybe they're starting rumors, and maybe they're doing this or that, like, you know that it's you guys who can, number one, pray for them. It's you who can go and talk to them and say, hey, dude, what's going on? Are you okay? Right? I heard you said this and that. Like, what's up? Because if we let rumors start here, guys, They're gonna build and build. And Satan, man, he hates what God's doing. That means that he hates us. He hates Spectrum. And so we got to protect what God says is sacred. And we're his people, man. We're his chosen generation. And so we need to be on guard, man. We need to be peacemakers. We need to fight for the peace. Because if Spectrum turns into school, then what good is it, man? We don't want cliques here. We don't want rumors. We don't want bullying or lying or fighting or any of that. You guys deal with that enough during the school year, right? And so, all that to say, you are so welcome here. You are so desired here. And we are going to do everything we can to keep our home full of peace. Cool? Sweet. Moving on. Third thing that we're about is confession. 1 John 1:9. It says, but if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. Guys, this is a place where freedom is found. Where freedom through confessing your sins is found. Where we can be real, where we can talk and be honest. This isn't a museum for beautiful people. This is a hospital for sick people. So if we're all real together, And know that, man, this is a place I can come and be real, and I don't have to be perfect or put on a smile and look all, hallelujah, brother, right? When you're really hurting inside. Man, I know that God can work in that. I know God can work in that. And a great place to be real, just so you guys know, are these things that we do called small groups. Who's in a small group or who was? Yeah. If you're not in a small group, we want to personally invite you to be a part of those, man. They're starting up in January 22nd, mid in high school. If you're in seventh grade, you'll be with like seventh grade dudes. If you're a dude, or if you're a senior and you're a girl, you'll be with, you know, senior girls, whatever. And then you'll be with girl leaders and guy leaders. And all of that to say, small groups are the best place that you can be real, because we meet every week. And my group, when we hung out, we played like Guitar Hero and we ate pizza. And then we talked about Jesus and we prayed. And it was awesome because we're living life together. And sometimes living life together just looks like, hey, dude, I'm really struggling with this and I need you to pray for me. And I need to be real with you. Because the Bible says that if I confess my sins, God is going to forgive me and he's going to cleanse me from all of my wickedness. So guys, know that we're going to be real here at Spectrum, that we're going to be about confession. that if you come in here with baggage, dude, awesome. We should have a contest. Who can bring in the most stuff? Just kidding. But if you're bringing in baggage, meaning sin and guilt and shame, you're welcome here. We want you to know that Jesus is here and he came for the sick, not for the perfect. Jesus is called a friend of sinners, and that's what we're about. We're friends to sinners. We're friends to broken people. When I look in the mirror, man, it's broken. I'm broken. And so know that we're going to be real together, that we're going to confess our sins, and we're going to be righteous. And we're going to know that, man, even though it's hard to confess and to be real with certain people, I'm going to do it because I know that at Spectrum, I'm not going to be judged. I'm not going to be made fun of. But I know I'm gonna find a home. I'm going to find a place to rest my weary head. I remember having a hard time when I was in like your age, middle school, high school. And, let me just be honest for a sec. You know, I've always loved to be like competitive. You know, I grew up skateboarding, playing soccer. And, you know, I always wanted to be the best. Like, who doesn't want to be the best, right? But the hard thing is that when you constantly want to be the best, your pride gets in the way and you don't want to admit that you're really dirty or that you messed up or that you're really not as good as maybe people think you are. But see, if we're living to impress people on the outside, chances are our inside's pretty messed up. And I had a hard time confessing, admitting in my small group or to my good friends, hey man, like, I'm really struggling with this. Can you just like pray for me? Or I don't know what to do. I had a hard time with that because I didn't want people to view me any differently. I didn't want to ruin my reputation. I didn't want to look a different way than people, you know, thought I looked or said that I was a certain way. I didn't want to ruin that. But you know what I realized? I realized that trying to keep the outside, right, looking good, man. Yeah, I scored 25 goals last season, right? You know, I kickflipped this 16 set or whatever. Like, yo, check this out, dude. New video part, blah, blah, blah. It's hard work, man. Can you guys agree with that? Keeping the outside, the appearance up. Like, dude, I got to look a certain way because people expect me to. I got to get their approval. That's hard. But I realized when I came to a point of, man, I've got my life looking good. The outside looks sweet. But, dude, I'm dying inside. I got to talk to someone. I got to be real. But who do I talk to? Who's not going to judge me? Maybe you've confessed something to someone and they've turned around and stabbed you in the back. That hurts, man. I'm sorry. But I want to let you know that here at Spectrum, your leaders, we're not going to do that. We're going to be real with you and we're going to pray for you and we're going to help you get the tools to really live a godly lifestyle. But see, all of that can be found in a small group, and we want to invite you to be a part of that. Because you'll realize as you confess and as you be real, that confession, being real, isn't weakness. It's actually strength. The world says that it's weakness, but man, God says, no, you're strong. You can confess. You can let down your pride. I'm going to come in and I'm going to do some work. I'm going to heal you. I'm going to forgive you. Did you guys know that we actually have more in common than we thought? Do you know that 3.8 million people deal with an eating disorder? Do you know that 1.8 million teens are addicted to drugs? Do you guys know that 7.3 million people identify as being gay? We all have these things. But you know what? 100% of us bleed the same color. Every single one of us is more alike than we think. We're all going through something, but we can go through it together. So don't believe the lie that you are alone or that you're forgotten or that your sin is too great or that you won't be accepted. If you're going through any of those things or you're going through something, man, I know you are. I'm glad you're here. I really am. This is the place you need to be. So let's be real together and confess our sins so that we can be forgiven and purified, so that we can be cleansed from our wickedness. So that we can be a youth that follows Jesus with everything, that isn't tied down by sin, but can live free in pursuit of a holy God. Cool? All right, moving on. Number four, truth. The truth will be known here and taught here, plain and simple. We won't sugarcoat things, stray away from things. We will stick to the truth of God and defend, teach, and live it out at all costs. And we want to invite you to do that with us. It's pretty crazy, just in today's, you know, climate, And I don't mean like, well, actually, I do mean that. Like, it's hot in December, right? It's weird. Hey, I'll take it, man. I hate the cold. Anybody else hate the cold? Yeah, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for this warmer kind of weather. I need to be on a beach, man. Like, I need to just have sunburn all the time. I mean, my last name's Burns, so I guess it kind of works. Okay. LOL. But in today's, like, climate, just socially, there's so many, like, lies going around. Maybe people say some lies about you. Maybe they say some lies about, you know, God. I remember in my history class, it was Western civilization from, the beginning of the calendar, the beginning of history that we know until like 1778. Anyways, there's this history class, this Western civilization class I took in college, and I slept through most of it, I'll be honest. It was really boring, but I got a C, so I passed. Praise the Lord. C's, I had a friend who thought that D's get degrees. Don't do that. C's do get degrees, but try your hardest, cool? Turn to your neighbor and say, try your hardest or else. Cool. So I took this class, and it was pretty interesting because my teacher, she was kind of like this, she's kind of like a crazy cat lady. You could just tell. And I remember the first day she was telling us, you know, we're kind of going through just some dates. And she had said that, you know, that we were talking about some civilization. And she used the, instead of B.C., right before Christ, she said B.C.E., before Common Era. And I was like, what? What crazy cat lady? What does that mean, B.C.E.? It's before Christ, like Christ. And she was like, no, it's B.C.E. now. Because we don't, you know, we're just going to change, you know, thousands of years of history to just say now it's before Common Era. And we're going to disregard Christ completely. It's pretty interesting, man, how in schools, I don't even know what you guys are learning now. I'm kind of scared. But when I was a kid, man, learning stuff, it just was weird, bro. I look back, I'm like, why are they teaching that? And that's a whole new topic. Stay in school, be obedient, do your thing. But know that sometimes, man, there's these lies trying to creep in to get you guys, man, to stay away from the truth, to not know the truth. And so here's what this means. All that to say, here at Spectrum, we're going to teach the truth of God. And we're not going to, as I said, stray away. We're not going to sugarcoat things. If you have questions, I don't know everything, but I'd love to talk to you and try and answer something. Talk to a leader, man. We'd love to try and answer your questions or get you the right answer. But know that in a world full of lies and shadiness and kind of weird things, we're going to stick to the word of God because that is 100% true and 100% right. And so we're going to follow that. That's our compass. And we want you guys to know that, man, we're gonna stick to the word of God and we're going to stick to his truth and we're going to take sin seriously and we're going to do it together. Cool? All right, moving on. Revival. The R in Spectrum, revival. God is doing something huge. And when I say huge, I mean huge, right? Is that a good impersonation? Can anyone do a good Donald Trump? Drew, where are you? Say it. That was good. That was really good. Dang. Okay, Drew, come on. Just teach. Just kidding. That was really great. God is doing something huge. Like really, 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 really huge, man. So I want to let you guys know. I'm going to get personal here, which I always do. So I don't know why I have to say I'm going to, right? God has given me personally like dreams and these visions. And it's really crazy. And I wish I could share them with you. But we'd be here for a while. But I want to just let you know, man, that God is doing something really, really big. And I think a lot of you maybe can feel it. And you feel like, dude, God, I just feel like, I don't know, man, I can't put words to it, but I just feel like you're just so heavy and you're so strong. And when I come to Spectrum or when I, you know, pray to you or when I am in church, like I just feel this burning, like, man, there's something happening. Guys, we believe it too. And I really believe with all of my heart that God is bringing revival, that he's doing a big work and that he's going to use us to do that. And I don't say that lightly. I'm not saying this to bash any other church, like we're the chosen ones. Not it at all. But I want us to be a youth group that says, God, man, we're open. Use us for anything. If you go to another church, do it, man. Bring your friends. We'll go there, hang out. It's the body of Christ. It's great. But let's be used wherever we're at. And you guys are at Spectrum. So I'm praying that God would use us in a mighty, mighty way, that he would bring revival through us. Do you guys know that Calvary started as a youth movement? Like, this church started as a youth movement back in the 70s. One of our pastors was telling me that statistically, every 35 to 40 years or so, that this big revival has happened throughout history. And the last revival, according to this, you know, statistics study, happened in the 80s. So you guys do the math. But we can feel, man, we're praying that God would bring revival, and that he'd bring it through Spectrum. We know he's bringing it. He promises us that he's going to send his spirit out, and that he's going to use his people to go into all the nations. And we want to be in on it, my friend. So I want to invite you, will you be a part of it? Will you be all in with us? See, it starts here. Imagine if all of us said, there's maybe, what, 200-ish of us, look around, say, what's up? Okay, cool. There's a lot of us here. Imagine if every single one of us said, yo, I'm sold out for Jesus. I'm open to whatever he wants to do, and I'm going to share the gospel. I'm going to be a peacemaker. I'm going to be real, and I'm going to be a front runner for revival. Could you guys imagine just the kind of impact we could have for Christ in this city, in this state, in this nation? Guys, let's dream big, man. Let's know that, man, we're starting this new thing on Thursday, and it's going to be radical, and we hope you can make it. But we want you to really own your faith and say, you know what? It's time for me to get real. It's a new year. You know, make a resolution, man. I'm going to come to Spectrum every Thursday. I'm going to invite a friend every single week and just see what God can do. I'm just going to see, man, God, I'm going to make myself open to you because I kind of doubted you. And, you know, maybe I doubt that you're real and that you have power. But I'm just going to take a chance, man. I'm just going to see what you can do. So revival, God's bringing it. We want in on it. The last thing that we're going to talk about and let you guys in on is mission. So salvation, we've talked about peace, confession, truth, revival, now mission. Spectrum. We are called to be missionaries, and we don't have to go to Africa to do it. Do you guys know that? Do you guys know that there are 83,000 teens in Albuquerque? 83,000. It's a lot, man. It's a lot of fish out there. I think we can catch them. Yeah? You with me? Yeah? 83,000 teens in this city. Maybe 83,000 who are going to commit suicide, or maybe they're just so stoked on life that they don't even pay attention to God, or maybe, you know, a few thousand who are really struggling with depression or anger or jealousy, or maybe they're stuck in this lie of this false religion, and maybe these lies that they've learned and this and that. 83,000 souls. Can we look at it not as, man, we need to have the biggest youth group because it'll be sick? No, man, we don't want the biggest youth group just for the look. We want the biggest youth group because that means that there's more souls that have an opportunity to go to heaven instead of hell. 83,000 souls, man. The mission is huge, and we are missionaries here in this city. So what does this mean for us? Well, let's invade the city. Let's invite people to meet Jesus. Let's pack out this building, man. Do you guys know that the capacity in here is like 800? There's a sign on the wall. I think it's like 800. Wouldn't that be cool to pack out this building, man? Like, to like shake the walls that they fall down? Like, that'd be so sick. Yeah, we went to Spectrum one time, and dude, we were just singing so loud, and then the roof fell down and killed Cody, right? It's just crazy. It's just crazy. And now Drew, Donald Trump's taking over. It's sick. Whatever. What? How did we get there? It's all right. But wouldn't it be sick if we packed out this spot, man, and had an opportunity for 800 plus, man, 83,000 souls to meet Jesus? I'm a dreamer. And we dream, or we have these dreams and these visions, man, but we serve a God who can do anything. He really can do anything. He split the sea so like a million Egyptian or Hebrews could escape from the Egyptians. He raised his life from the dead so that we could be forgiven. He knit my daughter in the womb, man. And now she's alive and she breathes. And she didn't exist one day and now she does. And now she has a whole eternity ahead of her. Now I've got a little boy on the way, man. I'm so stoked to meet him. But it's like, God, you can do anything, man. You can create life from nothing. If he could speak and say, man, stars, ocean, blood, sweat, tears. If he can just breathe and say, man, Adam, come to life. When he spoke, he said, Lazarus, get up. And this dead man got out of the grave and walked out. Man, if Jesus can do that just by speaking, what could he do if we just say, God, here we are? If we just make ourselves open to him at Spectrum, man, as we enter this new year, this new era, I want you guys to know that this is your thing. And it is what you make it. So let's look through this lens, man. Let's look through the new year. Life in color, man. Life in color. Life to the full. Adventure, excitement, realness, confession, salvation, truth, peace, revival, mission. I want to let you guys in on it. I want you to be a part of the team. We're starting this thing right off the bat. We'll talk more about it. But we have these team leaders, and they are in charge of like video and photography and greeting and production. We want you guys to be a part of our team. Not just being at Spectrum, but come and shoot photos. Come and welcome your friends. Come and plan a game. Come and plan worship. Come and be a part of what God's doing. This is your thing. We want to invite you to come and be a part of what God's doing. God's bringing revival. We want in on it. Our heart at Spectrum is to live life in color. We will live life to the full because we can and we want to. We will share the good news of Jesus Christ with the world and have fun doing it. We will share the salvation that Jesus offers freely. We will be peacemakers, and Spectrum will be a place of peace. We will be real and confess our sins. We will live life together and follow Jesus together at all costs. We will speak truth and nothing but the truth. We will follow God's lead and his word until we die. We will be world changers and desire to be the front runners for revival. We will be open to whatever God leads us to. We will be missionaries in our city and take the church beyond the church. This is the place where blind eyes see. This is the place where hearts are free. This is the place where life is found. This is the place where none are bound. This is the place that all can come. This is the place alive in the sun. This is revival. This is Spectrum. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your vision. Thank you for your heart. Jesus, we're in. God, we want to be used in whatever way, however, whenever. Whatever you want to do, Father, we're in. God, thank you for placing me in charge of this ministry. I don't take that lightly. God, I'm listening to you and I'm speaking to you right now. Father, would you please bless our youth? Would you bless my friends, God? Would you help us to walk and to not fall? To see and to see past the front, Lord, to see past the outside, God, to see the hearts, to see the broken. Would you help us to be real, God? Father, we trust you. We follow you wherever, however. You're bringing revival, Lord. We feel it. We believe it. We pray you bless us as we go out this next week. Help Thursday to be the sickest thing ever. Jesus, we love you. We praise you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, let's all stand and let's close in a song. Come on.